Wall Street wets its pants. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Lehman Brothers bankrupt. Merrill Lynch, the bull, looking like a deer in the headlights, bought for half price by the Bank of America. Wow. But the untold story is that not all of the investments made by teetering firms like Lehman and Merrill were bad investments. Some of them were good investments. It's like you suddenly have a big medical bill, and the only way you can raise money is to sell your house like tomorrow. Your house was a great investment, but not if you have to sell it tomorrow, because to sell it tomorrow, you're going to have to cut the price in half. And so, Merrill Lynch went for half price. And as for Lehman? Well, somebody who invested $1,000 in Lehman Brothers at the start of the year had about 56 bucks by Friday. If that scares you, you should be in a nice, boring savings account. Let's face it, today's stock market is no place for nervous people. And this is how Wall Street kicks them out. This is capitalism. It's the system we love, given to us directly from God. But it comes with rules. And on Wall Street, as well as in life, the trick is to never be in a position where you have to sell your company or your house or your stock on somebody else's timetable. At least the consensus seems to be that with the federal government finally yanking up the ladder, this is the bottom. Unless there turns out to be a deeper bottom. Both presidential candidates, of course, superheroes that they are, promise to rescue us from this instability. But the lesson is an old one. Don't put all your eggs in one omelet so that if you burn it, you still have some left for pancakes. Now, if you screw up the pancakes, you have no business cooking breakfast. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.